After a while, I got back on the line. It was on the house side of the Lower West Terrace. And I was holding that line for a while. There weren't many of us over there. And Officer Sicknick was behind me for most of the time, for about 30 to 45 minutes that I was down there. We were just, as the best we could, we were just, you know, grappling over bike racks and trying to hold them as quick as possible. All of a sudden, I see movement to the left of me, and I turned, and it was Officer Sicknick with his head in his hands, and he was ghostly pale, which I figured at that point that he had been sprayed, and I was concerned. My cop alarm bells went off, because if you get sprayed with pepper spray, you're going to turn red. He turned just about as pale as this sheet of paper. And so I looked back to see what had hit him, what had happened, and that's when I got sprayed in the eyes as well. I was taken to be decontaminated by another officer, but we didn't get the chance because we were then tear gassed. When I fell behind that line, and I saw, I can just remember my breath catching in my throat, because what I saw was just a war scene. It was something like I'd seen out of the movies. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were officers on the ground, you know, they were bleeding, they were throwing up, they were, you know, they had, I mean, I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood. You know, I was catching people as they fell. It was carnage, it was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, I would find myself in the middle of a battle. You know, I'm trained to detain, you know, a couple of subjects and handle, you know, handle a crowd, but I'm not combat trained. And that day, it was just hours of hand-to-hand combat, hours of dealing with things that were way beyond any law enforcement officer has ever trained for. And I just remember that moment of stepping behind the line and just seeing the absolute war zone that the West Front had become.